Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Zayin. We are holding a daf Vavam Beis. We are at Amar Le Rav Yosef, Braid Rav Shmuel, Le Rav Papa. Last one line is Amar, about six lines from the end of the page. Today's shir is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Lili Nishmas' mother, Goldava Simcha La Shalom, the Neshama Shavan Aliyah. It is also sponsored by Matis Kleidman, Lezecha Nishmas, Goldava Yaakov Leib, Goldie Kleidman, whose yard site is Erev Yom Kippur, the Neshama Shavan Aliyah, and it is also sponsored by the virtual halacha program, a program designed to enable you to master halacha bi'iyun with shiurim given by Rav Ami Merzel Shlita under the guidance of Rav Victor Nevensal Shlita. After Sukkot, the program is going to begin Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Nida. So we thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to talk about is we left off yesterday discussing the concept of Lev Beis Din Masna Alehen, that maybe the chalos of a hafrasha of a karban could be delayed because Beis Din delays the chalos. Beis Din says that even though you're doing that hafrasha now, it's only considered to be hufrash as a karban later on. So the Gemara is going to discuss, does Rabbi Shimon really hold that Beis Din has that ability to be Masna Alehen, to delay a chalos? And the Gemara is going to try to prove that the Seir is mechaper even for after Afrasha, right? That was the whole discussion we were having in yesterday's daf, is can a Karban Ola be mechaper for Averos that you did, for failure to do mitzvah saseh, after you already mafresh this karban? So the Gemara is going to bring some final proofs on that matter. Then we're going to have a machlokas amoraim about a karban toda that is shechted l'shem todas chavero, that you shechted for someone else who's also obligated a karban toda. Is that valid or invalid? And then the majority of the daf is going to revolve around six different statements that Rava makes, mostly about shalol l'shma or shalol l'shem bailim, you know, on point, on topic of what we've been discussing. Until on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to give a simon for all six statements of Rava, and then after that, the Gemara is going to discuss how we know that we had said in the Mishnah that all karbanos yishach shalol l'shma are kosher with two exceptions, chatos and Pesach. So the rest of Amud Beis is going to discuss the source for the idea that Pesach shalol l'shma is possible, and then at the end of Amud Beis, going over to tomorrow's daf, is going to be about chatos shalol l'shma being possible. So let's begin. Amar le Rav Yosef ben Rav Shmuel Rav Papa. So Rav Yosef ben Rav Shmuel says to Rav Papa, how can you say that Rabbi Shimon holds that the hafrasha of the second seir of Shavuos is not going to be chal until you're ready to be makar of the karban? That even though you're actually doing the hafrasha earlier on, together with the hafrasha of the first seir, it's only considered hafrasha because leiv based in Masalan, there's a delay of the chalos of the hafrasha until right before you're makar of it. But yesterday the Rabbi Shimon Lev Beis Din Masalein. Does Rabbi Shimon hold of such a concept of Lev Beis Din Masalein? Vam Ravi Di Barav Namar Vam Ravi Yitzchak Rabbi Yochanan Tamidim Shlo Hutzchul Letzibor. Let's say you have a carbon tamid, carbonos tamidim that the tzibor no longer needs, meaning they bought from the Chumas, from the last year's Chumas Halishcha, and now it's ready after Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the new year, so you can no longer use those carbonos, meaning they were designated as carbonos tamid and they were already purchased with the money from the Chumas Halishcha of last year, but you have to use money from the Chumash Halishcha this year to buy for after Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Gemara says, and the Mishnah says, Maseches Erechin, that ein pochsin mishisha tala'im mevukarim belishchas hatala'im, that they had a room in the Beis Hamikdash with called the lishchas hatala'im, where they had animals that were meant to be brought as a carbon tamid, and they would never let the number go below six in that room, just in case something went wrong. They couldn't find two new ones, so they had 3 days' supply of Karbanos Tamid in that room. And every day they would take out two for the Tamid of that day, and they would replace it with another two. And on the last day of Chodesh Adar, they'd be Makrav two, but they would not replace it with another two. So it was built into the system that every year, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they had four extra Tlaim. So they had to do something with these four extra Tlaim. So that's what this comment is about. To meet them, Shlomitzu Chalitzibur, you have Karban Tamids that are the four extra that the Tzibur doesn't need anymore. So the Divrei Rabbi Shimon ain niftin tamimim. According to Rabbi Shimon, you're not allowed to be poed to them unless they develop a mum. But the Divrei Chachamim niftin tamimim. According to the Chachamim, you can be poed to them even without a mum, because apparently the way Rabbi Yochanan understands is machlokas Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim about the din of these sheep. That according to Rabbi Shimon, we do not say leiv beis din masna alehen, that if they're not needed by the tzibur, so then the kedusha should go away. No, they have the absolute kedusha of a carbon tamid, and therefore they have to be brought as an olas nidvas tzibur for ketzam mizbeach, just to keep the mizbeach busy. But they have to be brought as the carbon for the kedusha that they actually had, because you cannot say leiv bezin masaleim. Therefore, if it turns out that we don't need them, so therefore they're nothing. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of such a thing. But according to the chachamim, leiv bezin masaleim, they come from the last year's money. So if Rosh Chodesh Nisan is going to come and go, and we haven't yet brought these animals as a carbon, so then leiv bezin masa, they don't have kedushas haguf, that they only have kedushas damim, and something that doesn't have kedushas haguf, it doesn't have inherent kedusha, it only has kedusha for its value, you're able to be poda. So that's why the chacham hold, you're able to be poda. So you see that Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of this concept of leiv bezin masna, and therefore you cannot say that because of leiv bezin masna, the hafrasha of the second seir is only going to be chal later on, right before you're about to be makrovit on Yom Tov, because that relies on the principle of leiv bezin masna, and therefore the Gemara's original raya returns that if the seer is not mechaper for any asay after the hafrasha, if they were mafresh two seirim at the same time, the second seir serves no function; it doesn't do anything. The first seir was already mechaper for all the asays from before the hafrasha, and after the hafrasha, the second seir is not going to work. So if they're mavrishim at the same time, it doesn't do anything. Va'od, and I'll bring you another raya, that even if you want to say that the second seir is only brought if there was a daylight, if there was some lag of time in between the afrasha of the first one and the second one, and therefore the second one is only brought to be mechaper for the failure to do mitzvah saseh after the afrasha of the first one, before the afrasha of the second one, I'll still bring you another raya that the ola is that an ola is mechaper even for an asay achar afrasha. Meaning, even if you're going to reject the previous raya about the shnei seirim of shavuos serving as a raya that an ola could be mechaper for things that happen for failure to do mitzvah say after the afrasha, I'll bring you another raya, and the raya is from the following conversation that Abay Minei Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Zeira the following: Seirei Atzeres Shekibel Damin B'Shnei Kosos. Let's say you have the two Seirei Atzeres, the Karbanos Chatos that you bring on Shavuos, they were shechted at the same time. You were makabel the dam of each of the Karbanos in each in its own kos, so you have two kosos of Nizrak Damo Shel Rishon, and then you did a Zrikas Adam of the first Seir Sheni Lam. Why are you doing the Zrika Saddam of the second Seir? There was no time between the Shechita, the first one, and the Shechita, the second one, for any Tumah to have happened in between. So all of the Tumahs that happened until the Shechita of the second one was already in the Schaper by the Zrika Saddam of the first one. So Rabbi Zeira responded, Al Tumah She'ira bin Zrika Shel Zeh L'Zeh, that no, there may have been a Tumah after the Zrika of the first one, before the Zrika of the second one. So according to Rabbi Zeira, the Seir is Mechaper even on Tumah that happens after the Shechita, let alone that which happens after the Hafrasha, even on that which happens after the Shechita. And not Kan Lo Kabi Bayilei, Ela Asei Delachar Shechita, Aval Asei Delachar Hafrasha Lo Kabi Bayilei. And apparently, the whole Shaila that Rabbi Yirmiyah even raised was only about that. It was only, does it work or why does it work, or does it really matter? What is the seer accomplishing once it's after the Shechita? But apparently he took it for granted. He took it as a given that it's going to work for things that happened after the Hafrasha. He's only worried about after the Shechita. So it says, nah, it's not a raya. Dilma imtim tzolomar karmar. Maybe Rabbi Yirmiyah was saying as an imtim tzolomar, meaning he wasn't even sure that it's going to work for things that are violated after the Hafrasha. And when he's asking, when Rabbi Shimon says that the second seer is mechaper for tumah that occurs between one and the other, is that only on Tumah that happens prior to the Afrasha of the second one, or even on Tumah that happens after the Afrasha of the second one? And Im Timtzalomar, that it's even on Tumah that happens after the Afrasha, does it even apply to Tumah that happens after the Zrika? And Rabbi Zeira says, yeah, it applies even to Tumah that happens after the Zrika. But it's not necessarily clear that Rabbi Yirmiyah held that Rabbi Shimon thinks it works for even Tumah that happens after the Afrasha. So it seems that the Gemara doesn't really resolve the question, right? The Gemara's question was, does the Seir work for failures or Averos that happened after the hafrasha of the seir. Doesn't seem we have a very, very clear resolution to that issue, but we move on anyway. Itmar, todah sheshchatu l'shem todas chaveiro. If you take carbon todah and you shecht it l'shem someone else's chiyuv of carbon todah, Rabba Amar Ksheir, Rabba says that it works. It works for the chiyuv. There's no psul of shinri kodesh. Rav Chista Amar Psula, Rav Chista says that it's possible that it's a violation in some way of shinri kodesh. Rashi points out it doesn't have to be about a carbon todah over here. We mentioned it about a carbon todah because Rabbi is going to bring a raya from Abba Chanan who talks about a carbon todah, but it's really about any zevach over here. Apparently Rashi points out this is not called the shinui bailim because shinui bailim is where you shecht the carbon of Reuven, l'shem the carbon of Reuven, but you have in mind that it should be mechaper for Shimon. But over here we're talking about two different people that bring a carbon todah and they shechted Reuven's todah l'shem todas Shimon. So Rav Chista thought that that's like shechting l'shem a different carbon. That's called the shinui kodesh. That todas Reuven and todas Shimon are two total different shemos, and therefore it's considered a shinui kodesh. That seems to be the assumption over here. So anyway, so you have this machlokas. You shecht the carbon todah l'shem someone else's obligation in the carbon todah. So machlokas Rabbi Rav Chista. So Rabbi Amar Ksheira todah l'shem todah nishchata. Rabbi says it's kosher. It's a carbon todah. You shecht the shame of carbon todah. So good. So it works. Rav Chista Amar Psula l'shem shlam didei nishchata b'inan. Rav Chista says no, it does not work. You have to shecht the carbon todah l'shem your todas hashlamim because the pasuk says zevach todas shulamav. And if you shecht the shame todas chavero, that's considered a shinui kodesh because it does not fulfill that which the pasuk says zevach todas shlamav, your personal zevach todah. So Amar Rabba mina aminala. So Rabba says, where do I get the idea that a shechita l'shem todas chavero is not considered a shinui kodesh and does work, that it's valid? Detanya, because it says by carbon todah, the Brisa elaborates on the pasuk that says by carbon todah uvesar zevach todas shlamav biyoma krivo as zivcho sa abachanin amar mishum Rabbi Eliezer. When it says todas shlamav balulamed todah sheshchata l'shem shlamim ksheira. It's coming to teach me that if you shecht a carbon todah l'shem a carbon shlamim, that it's going to be kosher. But shlamim shenishkul l'shem todah psulim. But if you take a regular carbon shlamim and you shecht l'shem a carbon todah, that's going to be pasul. My hefresh ben zel l'zeh. Why should there be any difference between a todah l'shem shlamim versus a shlamim l'shem todah? Because todah kriya shlamim ain't shlamim kriya todah. A todah is a subcategory of shlamim, but shlamim is not a subcategory of todah. So Rabba now says his raya. So it sounds from that shlam l'shem todah psula that the only reason it's possible is because you shechted a carbon shlamim l'shem a carbon todah. Aval todah l'shem todah ksheira makes it sound like if you ever shechted a carbon todah l'shem a carbon todah, even though it's l'shem carbon todah of somebody else, then it's going to be kosher. My love de chavre, isn't that talking about a case where you shecht your carbon todah l'shem somebody else's carbon todah, and we still see that it's going to be kosher? So that's where I got my idea that it's going to be kosher. From the statement about todah l'shem shlamim and shlam l'shem todah, the whole implication is that todah l'shem todah does work. What is the case of todah l'shem todah? That just sounds like you're shechting your own, you know, you're doing everything right. No, the diuk is that todah l'shem todah, even when it's l'shem todah's chavero, that it works. It says, Gemara, lo, didei. No, that's not a good diuk. Maybe it's just talking about where you shecht your own carbon todah, l'shem your own carbon todah. That's what works. But you do l'shem aval dechavre, my, what would be the din if you shecht l'shem todas chaver? Maybe psula. Maybe it's possible. Says Gemara, but if that were the case, aditani, if you wanted to give me an example where something's possible, why does the Brisa say shlamim l'shem todah psula? Listeni, todah l'shem todah v'koshke shlam l'shem todah. Why doesn't it say, you know, why does the Brisa say that the case of possible is when you shecht a carbon shlamim l'shem a carbon todah? It could have said much more direct. It could have said a much bigger chiddush, rather, that even a todah l'shem carbon todah, the chaver, is going to be possible, and therefore kal v'chomer shlamim l'shem todah is going to be possible. So it says, no, shlamim l'shem todah didei, it's richalei. That really, even a todah l'shem todah's chavero, taka is possible. But a shlamim l'shem todah, l'shem your own todah, is a greater chiddush. Rabbi Lezer had to tell me that that's possible too. Because if he only would have told me a todah l'shem todah's chavero is possible, salka daita chamina, I would have thought, the todah kriya shlamim, shlam nami kriyin todah. I would have said, the Toda Kriya Shlamim, from the fact that Toda is called a Shlamim, a Shlamim must also be called a Toda. V'chishach l'shem Toda li kashru. And when you shach the Shlamim, l'shem Yeron Kabar Toda, it's going to be kosher, and it's not called a Shinui Kodesh, just like a Toda l'shem Shlamim is kosher. When it's for yourself, it's not called a Shinui Kodesh. So Kamash Milan, that's why Rabbi Eliezer had to teach me that even though a Toda is called a Shlamim, but a Shlamim is not called a Toda, and if you shach the Shlamim, l'shem your own Karban Toda, it is going to be puzzle. Period. Now we move on to the six different statements of Rava. Statement number one, Amar Rava, Chatas Sheshchata L'Shem Chatas. If you shech the Karban Chatas L'Shem, a different Karban Chatas, meaning you had designated an animal as a Karban Chatas because you ate Chelev B'Shogeg. And then you realize you also ate Dam B'Shogeg, and you bring the animal that you had designated for the violation of having eaten Chelev B'Shogeg, you bring it to be Mechaber for having eaten Dam B'Shogeg. So you brought it for a different Chiyuv Chatas that you have, Kshera. It's kosher, you're yotzei the chiyuv, there's no psul of shalol l'shma. But l'shem ola, but if you shechted the karban chatos l'shem a karban ola or any other karban, then psula, then it's going to be possible. That's called the shinui kodesh. So my time, why is it that a chatos chela l'shem a chatos dam is going to be kosher? Because the makar of the din of l'shma by a chatos is from the pasuk, v'shachat osal l'chatos, amarachmana, v'arei chatos, shem chatos nishkuta, l'shem ola psula. So it says, v'shachat osal l'chatos, that's all that's required, is that you have to shecht it for a chatas. So even if it's for a kapara, for a different aveira, but you shechted it for a chatas. So that's all you needed to do, and therefore it's going to be kosher. That is statement number one of Rava. Statement number two of Rava. Ve'amar Rava. Chata sheshchata al mi shemuchuyav chatas. If you shecht the karban chatas, having in mind that you're going to be zorik the dam, not for the shame of this bailim, but for the sake of someone else who's muchuyav chatas, psula. That's called the shinoi bailim, and that's going to be pasul. But al mi shemuchuyav ola. But if you shecht it, having in mind someone who's not chayav a karban chatas, someone who's chayav a karban ola, so kshera, it's not a violation of shinoi bailim. That's going to be kosher. So my time. Wait, just a second. Why should that be the case? That sounds backwards, right? If I shecht the karban chatos l'shem someone else chayav a chatos, that's a problem. That's no good. But I shecht the l'shem someone else is chayav an ola, that's going to be kosher. It seems more off base if it's an ola. Says so, exactly. My time. What's the reason that dafka when you shecht for someone else's mechuyav a chatos, that's going to be pasul? Because the makar of the psul by shinoi bailim by a chatos is because it says v'chiper olav, and we darshan a love velo al chavero, that your carbon chatas can only be mechaper for you and not for somebody else. But that implies chavero dumi didei b'mukhiv kapar kamoso, and not for somebody else who also needs a chatas. So your chatos will work for you and not for somebody else who also needs a chatos. But if somebody else who also needs an ola, who needs an ola, who doesn't need a chatos, maybe that will work, because that's not excluded from the pasuk of v'chiper olav. So that is statement number two of Rava. So again, statement number one of Rava was about a chatos that you shecht l'shem a different aveira, that's valid. Statement number two of Rava is a chatos that you shecht l'shem a different person who's chayav a chatos, that is invalid. That's possible, or a different person's chayv and ola would be kosher. Statement number three, V'yamarava. Chata sheshchata al nisha'en mechuyiv klum psula. If you shecht the carbon chatas on behalf of someone who's not chayiv anything, then it's going to be pasul. Even though shinu bailam only pasuls when you shecht for someone who's included in that kapara, but over here he's not chayiv a chatas. Nevertheless, even someone who's not chayiv a chatas is roi to be mischaper on some level. Why? Meaning, based on the previous statement of Rava, there should only be a psul when you shecht the karban chatos for the wrong guy, if that other guy is also chayav a chatos, he should also need a kapara. Only if he also needs a kapara is it a problem. So how come when you shecht for someone who's not chayav anything, that's going to be possible? Shein l'chadu b'shol, shein l'mechuyav asay. Because everyone at least needs kapara for a bitul asay. Va'amar rav, a chatos mechaperes al chayav asay mikal v'chomer. And a chatos is mechaper for a bitul asay. Al chayav a kri, based on the kal v'chomer. Because al chayav a krisis mechaperes al chayav asay l'chomer.
kol shkein. If a chatos works to address chayavei krisos that are done b'shogeg, then for sure it should address chayavei asay that you fail to fulfill. So for sure it's mechaper. So everyone is a bar kapara in a karban chatos, and therefore it's considered to be mechuyev kapara, just like the bailim is mechuyev kapara. So a chatos that's shechted l'shmo and not l'shem the bailim is possible. So says Gemara, meaning l'shem this other guy and not l'shem the original bailim is going to be possible. So ask the Gemara, the memra debas minahi. Do you want to tell me that a kapara of an asay is considered the same min as a kapara of a chatos? Because again, the rule by a karban chatos is that it's only going to be possible when you shecht for somebody else who's in the same category as you. So you need a karban chatos. You're shechting for somebody else who also needs the kapara that this chatos offers. So wait, if he only needs a kapara for an asay, he's considered in your category. Vamarava, chatos sheshchatal mishum mechuyev chatos psula mishum mechuyev ola ksheira. We said that if you shecht for someone who's chayev a karban ola, it's kosher, because that's not considered the min of the kaparas chatos. So you see that it doesn't, that a chatos is not mechaper for that which an ola is mechaper. Ola is mechaper for asays. So how could it be that when you shecht the chatos for somebody who's chayev anything, that's going to be mechaper? Says Gemara, mikiva lo mechaper, mikufya mechapra. That principle again of mikiva and mikufya, that a chatos is not mechaper for averus of an asay. It's not chayev a kapara kavua. It's a kapara that comes by the way. So if a person shechted a chatos for someone who's chayev a karban ola, he's not considered a bar kapara of this chatos, and therefore the chatos is going to be kosher because he's not considered in this parsha. He's not considered to be the same category as the person who's chayev the chatos, because since that person already was mafresh and ola for the assays that he had done, so he's not going to be mischaper with this chatos because the kapara only comes mikufya, and he plans on having a kapara kavua with the ola that he had designated. But if he never designated an ola for any of the assays that he had done, so then he's ra'oi to achieve a kapara through this chatos, and therefore he is considered a bar kapara of the chatos. Meaning, yes, a chatos is meant to address chayav krisos, but it also happens to address and happens to be mechaper for asays. But that's only a secondary kapara, the fact that it's mechaper for asays. So if you have a guy who had violated asays and he had already designated animals for a carbonola to fulfill an animal for a carbonola to be mechaper for his asays, so then a chatas is meaningless to him because he's got the real kapara that he needs, the ola, which is what he really is supposed to have. That's mikiva. That's what that's his primary kapara that he's supposed to have. So the chatas for him is nothing. It's meaningless to him. He's not a bar chatas. And therefore, when you shecht the chatas for him, it's a zero, it's possible. But it's not possible. It doesn't violate the shalol l'shma. He's not in the same category. But if you have someone who everyone invariably violates asays, fails to do mitzvah asay, and many of us have not taken an animal and designated it as an ola, so now the best this guy's going to do is get somebody else's is to have a chatos work for him. So if a chatos works, a chatos does taka work for him, and since it works for him, he's considered a bar hachi of that karban chatos. And that's a real shalol l'shma by a chatos, which is going to be possible. So the in Chavetz Chaim in Likutei Halachos writes that kapara mikufya is not a kapara gemura. And if a person wants to be mechaper for the averus of asay, he has to bring another karban ola. Meaning, even though we say that the chatos will address the averus of an asay, the asays that you failed to do, that since it's only kapara mikufya, it's like a temporary measure, but a person would still be obligated, a chiddush Chavetz Chaim has, that it doesn't actually really fully address it, and you still have to bring a karban ola to fulfill the asays. Not everyone agrees with that, but that's what the Chavetz Chaim writes. Okay, now statement number 4 of Rava. V'yamar Rava, ola sheshchata shalol l'shma, asu lizruk dama shalol l'shma. If you shechted a karban ola, when you do the Zrika Saddam, get yourself back on track. Do it Lishma. Meaning you shouldn't say, for Fallon it's all lost. I already did it Shalol Lishma. I might as well do everything else Shalol Lishma also. No, just because you did you shachted Shalol Lishma doesn't mean that you should be Zorik Shalol Lishma. So Iba Yisei Mekra, Iba Yisei Mesvar. And I could prove it from a Pasuk, I could prove it from a Svar. Iba Yisei Mekra, the Pasuk would be Motzes Vasecha Tishmar. And it says, Vasisa Kasher Nadarta L'Hashem Elokecha Nidava. And you you should do, like Nadarta LaHashem Elokecha Nedava is the end of the pasuk, and that pasuk is very strange because it says Nadarta LaHashem Elokecha and then Nedava, and we know that those are two different things. That if you say Hare Alai Korban, that's Nadarta Hare Alai, and if after your even once your Makdish Behema for that Neder, if that Behema gets lost or dies, you got to take another one. You got to bring another one because it's a lie. Whereas if you say Hare Zul Korban, that's Nedava. So that becomes Kadosh B'Kedushas Mizbeach, and if it dies or gets lost, you don't have to replace it because he said Harezu. So the pasuk is so strange. It begins with Lashon Neder and ends with Lashon Nadarta L'Hashem Elokecha Nedava. So what the pasuk must mean is that if you did Kasher Nadarta, you did everything L'Shma the way you're supposed to, so then that works L'Shem your Neder. But if you didn't do it L'Shma the way you were supposed to, then we treat it like a different Nedava, but it's not going to fulfill the original neder. So from the fact that the pasuk refers to a carbon that shechted shalol lishmo as a nedava, we see that you're not allowed to continue doing shalol lishmo, just like by a nedava. You're not allowed to do shalol lishmo. You're not allowed to continue with it shalol lishmo. Now the Brice of Maseches Rosh Hashanah darshins this pasuk to teach me about the Yisra of Bal Ta'acher, that Bal Ta'acher applies both by a neder and by a nedava. So Tosos raises the question back on Daf Beis, the din of Bal Ta'acher is only prior to the Shechita, whereas over here the way the Gemara is darshing the pasuk is if you already shechted shalol lishma, then it becomes it switches from a neder to a nedava, and therefore you're not allowed to do the zrika shalol lishma. You got to do that shalol lishma, but that's from elachar the Shechita. How can the same pasuk be darshened in Maseches Rosh Hashanah to be talking about before the Shechita and darshened over here to be talking about after the Shechita? So Tosfos says the pasuk is talking about Bal Ta'acher prior to the Shechita. Over here, meaning the pasuk is darshan to be talking about Bal Ta'acher after the Shechita, Bal Ta'acher before the Shechita. But over here, we're darshan pshuto shel mikra, that it sounds that the neder itself becomes a nedava through a Shechita shalol lishma, that it's the Shechita that turns it from a neder to a nedava. So that's the pasuk. Iba yisem a svara, or I'll give you a simple svara. Why, just because you shachted a karban olah shalol lishma does not mean that you can continue doing shalol lishma. You should be zorik the dam lishma as a svara. Mishum deshani ba v'chul, meaning just because you made a mistake, so you should dig deeper into your mistake? Of course not. Kidderesh Pirka, like we said at the beginning of the parak, like we said back on Daf Beis, right? We compared it to the expression that if a person eats garlic and he has bad breath, the way to solve it is not by eating more garlic. You don't put yourself in a worse position. You try to right the ship as soon as you can. V'amar Rava, statement number 5 of Rava. Ola abal lachar misa, shchata b'shuni kodesh psula. If you have an ola that the bailim died, and the yorshim bring the carbon ola, and they shechta b'shuni kodesh, it's pasul, it will not work for the bailim, and the yorshim are going to have to bring another carbon ola in its place, presuming shibudu daraisa. B'shuni bailim, if they do shechta b'shuni bailim, suksheira dein bailim lachar misa, then it's going to be kosher, it works l'shem l'chava, because there's no bailim lachar Misa. After the guy died, there's no bailim on the carbon anyway. Rav Pinchas prayed Rav Ami Amar, yesh bailim l'achar misa. That there are bailim l'achar misa because the yorshim are now the bailim of the ola. Some of the Rav Ashi, Rav Pinchas prayed Rav Ami, dafka kamar mar yesh bailim l'achar misa bailim l'suya l'achriti. When you said yesh bailim l'achar misa, do you mean like shinoi bailim mamish, that if the carbon is shechted not l'shem the yorshim, that the yorshim will have to bring another one? Odilma diyika kama asei gabei mechapra. Or maybe all you mean to say is that the Yorshim become the Bailam of the Karban insofar as that if you shech the Karban l'shem the Yorshim, it will be mechaper for their assays, for their failures to do assays. But even if you don't shech the l'shmam, they don't have to bring another Karban because they never took another to bring the Karban. Meaning, to what extent do you say this is their Karban? Is it their Karban to the extent that if you don't do it right, they're responsible to bring another one to replace it? Or is it their Karban in that it could work for them? But they're not responsible for anything because they never committed to anything. So Amalei Dafka Kamina, he says, no, I really mean it's their carbon, and they will have to bring another one if something goes wrong with this one. V'yamar Rava, and the sixth statement of Rava, Ola Doronhi, that the Ola, by the time you bring it, is really just a gift. Because, Hechidani, Idalaka Tshuva, if you didn't do any Tshuva before you brought the carbon Ola, Zevach Rishoyim Toeva. Well, then it's a Zevach Rishoyim and it's a Toeva. V'di'ika, so it's worthless. V'di'ika Tshuva, and if you had done Tshuva for the failure to do Mitzvah, say, well, guess what? The rules of Tshuva are, this is a good coincidence right before Hashanah, Hatanya, Avraham Mitzvah Vishav, Lozaz Misham HaShemachalim Lo. In order to get Kapara for Mitzvah to say, all you need is Tshuva. You don't need anything beyond Tshuva. Elo Shema Mina Darunhu. So Elamai, you see that it's a gift, that you already got your Kapara with the Tshuva, and even though the Ola is Mechapar for Mitzvah to say, it just means that it's an appropriate gift to give after you already achieved your Kapara anyway through the Tshuva. So it's fascinating. The Ola is worthless without Tshuva. So it's just that when the Rashi says that when a person is Chata Lefnei HaMelech, so he's Meratze him, and then next time he sees him, he brings a gift to show that they're good with each other at this point. So Chatas Almi Mechaper Ola La'achar Doron Simon. That's a simon for the six different statements that we just learned from Rava. And Tanya Namiyachi, we have a Bryce that supports this last statement. The Rama Rabbi Shimon Chatas Lama Ba'a. Rabbi Shimon says, why are we bringing Karmel Chatas? Lama Ba'a L'chaper. What do you mean, why are you bringing Karmel Chatas? To be Mechaper for things that involve Kares. Ela Lama Ba'a L'fnei Ola. Why is a Chatas brought before the Karmel Ola? So he says, because L'praklit Shenichna, it's a mushel to a praklit, Shenichnas Rita praklit Nichnas Doron Achrav. That first you need to take care of the Kapara for everything, and then you could go bring your gift. So the Chatas, you actually need to achieve a Kapara. The Ola is not really needed to achieve a Kapara, because your Tshuva achieves the Kapara, so you bring the gift after you've already achieved all of the different kaparos that are necessary. Good, so that is the end of that part about the six statements of Rava. So now, it happens to be there's an interesting discussion about the Gemara says that idaleka tshuva zevach rishayim toeva, that if you violate a mitzvah saying you didn't do tshuva, so then it's a zevach rishayim toeva. It's considered a zevach of rishayim. Well, wait a second. Rasha is not just a pejorative. It's not just a word we throw around to make fun of people, right? Rasha has a halachic meaning to it, because altashis rasha aid. The halacha is that you're not allowed to have a rasha serve as an aid. So if let's say a person is asked to be an aid kiddushin, and they're a mechal Shabbos b'farasya. Puzzle, right? They're considered a rasha. They could be the nicest person in the world. They could be a sweetie pie, and they'll do anything for anybody. Halachically, it's a halachic statement. It's not the kind of person you can make fun. But he's a rasha. He's a rasha in the sense that he violates something that is very bad avera all the time, right? So that would make the person a rasha. Failure to do a mitzvah saseh makes a person a rasha? It doesn't seem that way. In Shulchan Aruch, it certainly doesn't seem that way. That only a person who violates lo saseh is considered to be a rasha. And that's what the Achronim point out. For psulei edus, for a person to become a rasha, he has to violate a lo saseh, at least midrabanan, but probably even lo saseh midaraisa. Because vayim bin akosa rasha, we darshan that you see that when you're chayiv malkus, you're called a rasha, but anything less than the chi of malchus, a person is not called a rasha. So the Agos Baruch Tam on the Turi Evan explains that for bittul mitzvah saseh, you're a rasha midivrei kabbalah, but you're not a rasha midaraisa. And you over here, where the pasuk is from the Navi, that zevach rishayim toeva. It's a pasuk in Mishle. It's not a pasuk in Chumash. So when it comes to psulei edus, which is a din min haTorah, so we say that even a rasha for a lo saseh, that only a rasha for a lo saseh is pasul edus. But when it comes to the din of zevach rishayim toeva, that your carbon's going to be worthless, which is a pasuk in Navi. So that even someone who fails to do an aseh is considered a rasha by that standard. Okay, chutz min pesach chatas. We then said that there were two anomalies: carbon chatas, carbon pesach. If it's done shalol lishma, are pasul. So pesach minalan. Where do we get the idea that that's true by carbon pesach? Tchsiv shmaros chodesh aviv, sisa pesach. She call us Yosef l'shem pesach. That has to be done lishma. So ashkan shinui kodesh, shinui baile minalan. That only teaches me that if there's a shinui kodesh, it's a problem. But how do I know they have to be makrav carbon pesach l'shem the bailim of that carbon? Tchsiv another pasuk. Amartem zevach pesachu shetei zvicha l'shem pesach. That it's another pasuk tells me that it needs to be l'shem pesach. But that doesn't sound like shinui baile. and that sounds like Shinui Kodesh also. Yeah, but Amenu Inyan, Lashinui Kodesh, Tineu Inyan, Tineu Inyan, Lashinui Bailim. That's one of the Midos, Shatar and Dresh Ben, that if you have two psukim that seem to be telling you exactly the same thing, one of them should be applied for a different halacha. So one of them teaches me about Shinui Kodesh being a problem, the other about Shinui Bailim. Good, Ashkel, the mitzvah. So now I know that it's supposed to be Lishma. La Akiv Minolan, how do I know that it's Ma'akiv if it's not Lishma? Amar Krav is Zavachta Pesach, Lashem Elkecha. Because the Pasuk says, Zavachta Pesach, Lashem Elkecha. So you have to be makrivit l'shem Pesach. So since we learned the din of l'shma from the previous drashas, so the fact that it's repeated is to tell me that it's a psul b'diavid. So maskef l'Rav Safra, Rav Safra challenges the teretz. Hayv zavachta l'hach yudasa. Is that what the zavachta is there to teach me? I'm by lelich Rav Nachman. I already need that pasuk for Rav Nachman taught. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravu. I mean, nayin l'mosar Pesach. How do I know that if you have an animal that you were makdish as a Pesach and then it got lost, so you replaced it with another one? And then you found it, so now you have this carbon pesach that has no use. Shekarav shlamim. How do I know you should use it as a carbon shlamim? Shneimar v'zavachta pesach l'Hashem Elokecha tzonu vakar. What do you mean you should bring a pesach tzonu vakar? V'aloyin pesach b'elam in a kvasim aniyizim. You can't bring bakar for a carbon pesach. It can only be a kvasim aniyizim. So mikam l'mosar pesach sheil l'davar abam and tzonu bakar. So it's teaching me that when you have a mosar pesach, when you have something extra that used to be a pesach and now you need to do something with it, use it for that which could be brought as tzon or bakar. Umayni, what kind of carbon could be tzon or bakar? Shlamim. So that's the pasuk. That's what I'm doing with that pasuk. So you can't darshan that same pasuk about lishma. So how do I know lishma is takama akev by Pesach? Elam Rav Safra v'zavachta Pesach lichad Rav Nachman. Shamar is chodesh ha'aviv lemitzvah b'shinei kodesh. That shamar is chodesh ha'aviv and says v'asisa Pesach, we darshan as a requirement for shinei kodesh that it's going to be that you're not allowed to be Mishana, you can't do Shinri Kodesh by Karm Pesach. V'amartim Zevach Pesach b'shinri Bailim l'mitzvah. And V'amartim Zevach Pesach teaches me that you can't do Karm Pesach to shame a different Bailim. And then, who la'akev ben hacha v'hacha? The word who teaches me that both of those dinim are ma'akev. V'ashkan zvicha, shar avodos minalim, but that only tells me about shechting. How do I know all the other avodos of the Karm Pesach also can't be done shalol shema? Hol v'gali gali. Because if it's true of one of the avodos, it must be true of the other avodos as well. Ravashi amar hol v'gali gali lo arminan. No, we don't say such a thing, that just because the Torah reveals to us that a zvicha shalol shema pasul, that mimela all the other avodos shalol shema pasul, and how do I know shar avodos shalol shema pasul pesach? Tichsev zos haTorah laolav lamincha. So v'tanya, the brisa darshins b'yom tzavosas bnei Yisrael laharkvis karbaneim ze b'chor u'maiser pesach, that they're included in the hekish of zos haTorah hekishu akasav l'shlamim. So apparently the Torah is linking karban pesach to karban shlamim. Ma shlamim bein shinu kodesh bein shinu bailim b'ina l'mitzvah. Just like karban shlamim, you're supposed to do it without a Shinui Kodesh and without a Shinui Bailim. Avkol bein Shinui Kodesh bein Shinui Bailim mitzvah. So to all of the Karbanos that are mentioned, including Karban Pesach, you're not supposed to do with a Shinui Kodesh or a Shinui Bailim. Ukishlamim, and it should be like a Shlam, Mashlam bein Zvicha bein Sharavodos lochilak tebein the mitzvah. Just like by a Karban Shlamim, it's true of all the Avodos that you're supposed to do them l'shma, at least the mitzvah. So Av Pesach lo tachluk bo bein Zvicha l'sharavodos la'akev. So by Karban Pesach, all the avodos are the same. Just like by Karban Shlomim, all the avodos are the same. It's just that by Karban Shlomim, it's only the mitzvah. By Karban Pesach, it's la'akev. Elohu lamali, then what do I do with the word who? I don't need that word anymore because I already learned makshav shloshma is ma'akev the Pesach from the hekesh of Zos HaTorah. Says the Gemara, yeah, you're right. You don't need who by Pesach to pasul b'shinu kodesh shinu bailim. It's only being megala that dafka Pesach shloshma is pasul, but an asham shloshma is going to be kosher. And that's why you have who. Kiditanya, nemar Pesach hu b'shchita la'akev. It says by Karban Pesach the word who to tell me that the shchita is ma'akev, shchita l'shma is ma'akev. Aval asham lo nemar bahu elach raktar semurin. But the word who only appears by Karban Asham after the aktar semurin. V'hu atzma lo shaluk to emur of kasher. And even if you don't do the aktar semurin at all, it's going to be kasher. So it can't be that a haktar shalol l'shma is going to pasul it. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with chatas minal and how we know that a Karban chatas shalol l'shma is pasul. Have a good day.